Welcome to Traverse Legal Radio, the Tech Lawyer Podcast, a show dedicated to helping entrepreneurs, CEOs, and founders navigate legal issues, grow revenue, and increase their valuation. This podcast is sponsored by the IP and litigation attorneys at Traverse Legal PLC. Visit traverselegal.com to learn how Traverse Legal's attorneys are changing the way law is practiced. Now, here's your host, trial attorney Enrico Schaefer.
This is trial attorney Enrico Schaefer and podcasting from our Detroit, Michigan office today. And Detroit is definitely up and coming. I grew up here and I am really happy to be back here. We opened a Traverse Legal Detroit office to go along with Los Angeles, Austin, Texas, and Traverse City, Michigan on September 1, 2018. Have a amazing office overlooking Campus Martius in downtown Detroit, right off Woodward Avenue. We're really excited to be here offering litigation services, technology company representation, representing CEOs and founders in the metropolitan Detroit area. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about something that really crept into my world as I brought a case that I've been trying in federal court in Miami to conclusion. And it really has to do with the art of understanding what's happening on the other side of the V. In this particular case, we are the plaintiff representing a major hotel resort chain in Latin America. It's a cyber squatting and trademark infringement lawsuit, and we've brought the case all the way to conclusion, all the way to closing arguments, which we submitted, interestingly, on paper in this case. Now, as we were getting closer to the final documentation in the case, the final judgment to be entered by the court, the final documents on closing argument, the final legal positions and arguing the evidence to the judge, the closer we get to the desperate acts of defendant to try and stop what is at this point inevitable, which is a substantial judgment against the defendants and in favor of our plaintiffs. One last little piece of the puzzle is the final judgment. As my trial attorney partner and associate and paralegal and secretary have been mulling over the final proposed judgment to submit to the court, as the proposed judgment to enter in the case, leaving blanks for numbers and things of that nature, it occurs to us that this is really the final point where the defendant's attorney can try and delay the entry of the final judgment. Now, why is this important? It's important because if they can delay the entry of the final judgment, they can delay collection, they can delay having to post bond pending appeal, they can delay appeal. Their entire strategy in the case was essentially one of delay. So as we put ourselves into the shoes of defendants, we tried to draft the final judgment in a way that would anticipate whatever arguments they might make in order to muck up the final judgment, in order to object to the final judgment, in order to take issue with the final judgment as entered by the court. Now, the court could choose its own judgment to enter, its own form of judgment, and then our form of judgment that we're submitting could end up being moot. But our goal is to help the judge, to help the court get it right, and to make sure that there are no holes, no wiggle room, no gray areas to be exploited by the defendants. This is just one example of how you have to try a case. It doesn't matter if you're the plaintiff's lawyer or the defendant's lawyer, you have to anticipate what the other side may do. It is indeed a chess match. And the reason why I bring this up is because a lot of lawyers really only see their own side of the V. They see their client, they know what they want to do, and they prosecute the case like they prosecute all the other cases that they litigate, and that's it. And, you know, that is fine, and it can work for some attorneys, but it's not particularly strategic. A good trial attorney is adaptable. A good trial attorney looks at all sides, evaluates the merits from all sides. A good trial attorney anticipates the next move of the adverse attorney. And in that way, you can really maneuver not only around potential arguments that are coming your way, but more importantly, and the point of this podcast is that it allows you to actually use the defendant's strategy or the plaintiff's strategy, the adverse party strategy, against them. If you can't anticipate what they're going to do next, you can then use that to your advantage. It's like setting a trap. It's like putting out bait. It's like giving them rope and letting them use it. So that's the way you want to litigate these cases. That's the way you want to try these cases. As we looked at every single word of this final judgment, every single sentence, and we evaluated the paragraph structure, and we anticipated what's not in there that could be in there. We identified eventually the single issue that we believed they would focus in on in order to delay the final judgment. And then we drafted the answer to that potential issue into the judgment to take away the argument that could give them the hook to delay this matter for weeks or months. And so, or to give them a hook to try and argue for a stay of the judgment pending appeal so they don't have to post bond. These are the types of things that we've had to encounter throughout the entire case. After 2 years, we certainly understand how the defendants think and how the defendant's attorney thinks. So we should be able to anticipate these arguments. My name is trial attorney Enrico Schaefer, and we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Tech Lawyer Podcast, sponsored by Traverse Legal PLC, a law firm representing clients like you on matters just like yours. You can find the Tech Lawyer Podcast on most podcast listening platforms, including your home devices. Until next time, remember that good attorneys win for their clients. Great attorneys tell you up front how they're going to do it and how much it will cost.